You're listening to The Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. All right, guys, this episode, we have a special guest, my beloved wife, Holly. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's about time. It's been about 40 some odd episodes and we're finally getting you on here. I know.
Every day I ask you. When is my turn?
But why? We have the jalapeno on the show.
Finally.
I know. So a little story about Holly. Obviously, her name's Holly. We call her the jalapeno as a joke because I am Mexican. And we have something special for you, Holly. We are doing Mexican cervezas or Mexican style lagers. And we're trying to do spicy ones as well. We have a spicy beer for you to try.
David.
Yes.
Do you have Corona?
I do have Corona on the table.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't have Mexican beers without.
You got to have a Corona or right? Pacifico. But I decided not to go Pacifico because I would probably drink it before we would record it today.
Yeah.
But we have in front of us three beers and we're doing a pairing with Holly. So today, babe, we have fish tacos that Wyatt has provided for us in front of us. And we're going to pair with beer from Fisher, beer from Silver Reef, and beer from Strap Tank. So I'm pretty excited.
Awesome.
But welcome to the show, Holly. Wyatt, first beer you're opening for us today.
The Fisher Cerveza.
Ooh.
Has a cool label, too.
It's different, because usually how the Fisher has that red stripe. So it's a rectangle with Fisher label. This one's got the Fisher Cerveza with cool lettering that Wyatt is a fan of.
Oh, yeah. The label looks like, have you ever seen like the old 40-ounce like malt liquor? Models like Old English and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's what it looks like. I forget if all their labels look like that or if it's just this one.
It's just a cerveza one. Because their Red Fisher, you know, tag, that's the normal one. This one, cool lettering. A small crowler that actually the jalapeno picked up for us. So thank you, jalapeno.
Beautiful. You are very welcome. I'm excited to try
Holly,
it.
Before we try this beer, I want to know, who the hell are you? Who's Holly? Who's the jalapeno?
I don't know. What do you want to know about me?
People want to know who you are. Like, what about you? What do you do? How long have you listened to the show? What do you like about beer? If you like beer?
Well, I've been a fan of the show since day one, obviously. And learned a lot from you and from listening to the show. So thanks, babe. I used to hate beer. I obviously never would drink it. I was always like one of those cocktail girls, like, oh, fruity cocktails, that's all I drink. But since listening to your podcast and learning a lot about like beer and the different tastes, have learned a lot, and now I actually like beer.
And
congratulations.
I'm proud
thank
that
you. I've joined the crowd now.
Yeah. and you've realized that there's a craft to the beer, and I'm glad Wyatt and I have been able to open your eyes in a way. Leading into this, trying this beer, I want to ask, while listening to this podcast, what's the most interesting thing you've learned from Wyatt and I?
So I know the other day you were teaching me about nitro beer, and I just thought it was the coolest thing because you opened up the nitro bottle and poured it into the glass, and I could actually see like how the nitro infused with the beer and how all of the like tastes and different foams and all that stuff. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I'm like, wow, I had no idea that nitro beer could, you know, do that and how it tastes and all of that.
Yeah. So it's meant to create that head,
that beautiful cascade action happens when you open a nitro.
And I watched, cause we did it, with a draw stout Murphy's. So it's imported.
Yeah.
And we opened it and watching the nitrogen just create that creamy head.
Yeah.
And showing her, like, because Holly's not really a fan of dark beer.
Yeah.
But that head gives it that creaminess to it, like a cappuccino would in a way.
Right.
And it's something we're going to have to, you know, do a nitro episode on.
I think we should do like a short YouTube video on.
And we should.
Like how to pour different styles of beers into different glasses.
I think it's a great idea.
Nitro, you pour way different than any other beer.
Exactly. And we had the right glass for it, that head that held the head like it should be.
A British pint or an Irish pint?
Irish pint. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But anyway, going off of that, let's go into the beer that Wyatt has opened for us, Fisher Cerveza. So, yeah. Holly, let us know what you think. I mean, beautiful. Fisher does a great job. They always have beautiful beers left and right. This one's beautiful straw color, golden straw.
Yeah. Great nose.
I get corn off the nose.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Farmy. I like it.
Yeah.
Corn and like a little bit of, I don't know, some sort of interesting, I don't know.
Let's give her a taste.
Corn and something just a little bit floral there.
It does have floralness
to it. Like wildflowers kind of floral.
This tastes a lot like a Corona, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I really like it. It's definitely got a little bit of that florally taste, but not too overpowering.
Yeah.
And that finishes with corn. I taste the corn at the end, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Super, like, slight bitterness to it, but kind of holds throughout. Bounces the malt.
It's enjoyable. I like this. I mean, what do you think, babe? I'm sitting here telling how I like it, but what do you think about it?
I really like it. Again, I'm still learning a lot about beers, but definitely can taste that little floral, florally, corny, whatever. It's really good. It's really light. It's easy to drink.
Yeah, crushable.
Mm-hmm, very crushable.
So Wyatt and I have in front of you is Wyatt provided us with fish tacos today. So Wyatt and I are trying to expound the palate with tasting, with more, you know, pairing with fish taco or with food and beer. So what I want you guys to do is the fish tacos you guys have in front of you, go ahead and take a bite, enjoy the taco, taste the taco itself, and then while the next second bite, I want you to take a bite of the taco and then wash it down with beer in your mouth.
We also have a variety of sauces if you want to try. We've got a green sauce or a red sauce.
Yeah.
Salsa verde y salsa rojo.
So that's the thing.
Spanish.
That's the thing with with Holly. If you feed Holly, a happy Holly, a fed Holly is a happy Holly. So Wyatt, you have nailed it. You're bringing the fish tacos. Like, Holly's coming. We should bring food. It works out.
Of course. I think that's with any girl.
That's true. Anyone.
As I'm saying this with food in my mouth.
But fish tacos, what do you guys think about the fish tacos? You guys are both taking a bite out of it. Tasting pretty good?
Yeah, the fish tacos are great. About to try the beer.
Yeah, so make sure you have the fish taco in your mouth, and then while the food is still in your mouth, put the beer in there. Kind of swirl it. It's kind of sounding kind of gross, but kind of swirl it around a little bit. Kind of let the beer infuse with the fish tacos and then see what it tastes.
I get most of the beer. Like, the beer overpowers. There's not a whole lot to the beer, but it overpowers the fish tacos. Like, they're not super fishy. They're fried fish tacos. I tend to be more of a grilled fish taco kind of guy, but it's they're both like super light flavors. You know what I mean? I think the fish tacos need some sort of sauce to really bring it together.
Yeah, I agree that I taste more of the beer than the actual fish. I feel like if it was grilled, it would be a little bit better. You could taste more of the fish than the fried.
Yeah, I think grilled fish tacos gives you a more of a chance, like while you're grilling, to add some spices and stuff to them.
And I think if it was grilled, it'd be more fresh. It'd be more of that fresh, fishy taste, if you will, right? And I think I'm getting a lot of sweetness from the beer. I feel like it brings out the sweetness character of the beer with the the breaded fish tacos, which is unfortunate because I feel like I feel like when I think Mexican cervezas, I think fish tacos or fish, some type of seafood in a way. I'm disappointed in the taco in a way. When it comes to the pairing.
Yeah.
It's good by itself, but in the pairing, I'm like, oh, damn.
I'm glad the beer has a little bit of bitterness to it because that kind of like washes the the oil in the breading. You know what I mean? Like anytime you fry something, there's like some residual oil there.
Yeah.
And I think the bitterness of the beer kind of washes that away. Like, those meet really well. And then, leaves the sweetness over. I just tried another bite with a little bit of this red hot sauce on there.
Yeah.
I think the hot sauce really, really brings it together well.
We should do that on the next one. So, Wyatt, we have in front of us the second beer. I know you're the one that introduced me to Silver Reef St. George, brewery out of St. George. Silver Reef Brewing Company is based out of St. George, started in 2018. With a group of people who wanted to share their beer to Southern Utah. To my knowledge, this is one of two breweries located in Southern Utah. And you showed me their IPA, I believe, their hazy IPA.
Yeah, it's a hazy pale ale.
Hazy pale ale. And it was amazing.
I was really impressed.
It's gotten great reviews. And so this one's their Mexican style lager, which you and I have had before, at home, but I'm curious to know what it's going to taste like on the show. I'm curious to know what Holly thinks about it, and I'm curious to know what it's going to pair with the fish tacos. So, beautiful blue can, again, Silver Reef Brewing Company. It is a lot lighter than the cerveza from Fisher.
Super light, super light.
ridiculously lighter. And again, not it's more straw, not golden. I think it's more yellow straw, if you will. No head. I mean, this does not hold at all, which shouldn't in a Mexican style lager.
I don't think so. I think like Mexican style lager should be filled like basically to the brim.
Too. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Agua del Diablo. That's the name of the beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
The water of the devil. Mm-hmm. That's a good name. I thought that was tequila, but I'm fine with it being beer,
that
too.
That must be something else.
Yeah. Mexican style lager. Sweet corn and smooth malt flavors shine through this refreshing and drinkable lager with just a touch of hop bitterness. I feel like that describes the last beer that we drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this one is a little more fruity than the other one. Like the other one, which smelled a little more like hoppy. But definitely yeah, on this one's nose. Definitely yeah. more a little fruity.
This one smells like cornbread.
Really?
To me. Like a sweet cornbread.
More sweet.
It smells really tropical to me. Like when I smell it, it literally makes me think of a beach on the western shore of Mexico. I don't know why the western shore.
Because that's where Tijuana is, right?
Tijuana? Yeah. I've never been to Tijuana. Oh,
but that's what it smells like, Tijuana.
It smells like TJ, huh?
I think this has that corn right in the nose, like right off the front. Like it is subtle. Mm.
Yeah.
But babe, did you taste it yet?
I haven't tasted it. I smelled it.
I want to know what you think about that one. Yeah? Hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. No, I like it. It's a little more fruity. The taste is definitely a little more fruity than the other one, but I still get that little more bitter.
Yeah, I think it's more bitter than the last one.
I agree.
And less sweetness. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think it's good.
I think this one is more balanced.
Yeah.
However, I like the Fisher better personally because it reminds me more of Corona. Okay. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what the tasting is. Wyatt, go ahead and give us a tasting while I ask Holly a question.
Yeah, sure.
On this one. Holly, what is the most memorable beer you've ever had? Most memorable. The one that you just think a drinking experience, a specific craft beer, and you just, boom, you know about it.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I know I'm a big fan of Oktoberfest. We've been the last couple of years, and that's the first time that I've really tried like craft beer. Because yeah, we went there, we tried all of the different flavors. I definitely like the more craft beer with the fruitiness in it, and I remember that was the first time me realizing that I actually do like craft beer, you know, seeing the different flavors and all the different styles of beer. So that's my first one. I believe it was a Wasatch, like blueberry Hef or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was when
that's a great intro.
Yeah.
That's a safe intro in my mind.
Yeah. I started trying beer. Yeah. Definitely a safe intro to like start getting into the craft beer scene and from, you know, all the different things. So that was when I
that's a good memory.
Realized nice. I started awesome. Liking that.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is a great great intro to craft beer for sure.
And it's very unfortunate this year because of Corona, the virus, it shut down. And the Oktoberfest we're mentioning is the one at Snowbird. Snowbird throws on an Oktoberfest every year. Super fun. A lot of breweries go and showcase their Oktoberfest-style beers or just their most popular beers on draft, and there's a lot of booths up there. It's a really great experience. The beard competition, I think you'd like that one. Huge beard. They're epic beards. We're talking just monstrosities
like
of
beers. Like beards from Epic Brewery?
I wish, right? Oh. But that was a great memory on this one. Going on that one, I want you to taste this with the beer and the fish tacos, and I want you to tell me what you think, because of what you just told me, you're understanding that there is in kind of an art to the beer. And I want to try to open your palate even further and show you that there's kind of flavors that you haven't known, you just don't know about yet, right? So I know for me, tasting this one, I like the pairing for a reason. I'm going to tell you why after Holly tastes this, because I don't want to, you know, tell her what she's going to taste, right? We learned that one. But Holly, after tasting this with the beer and the fish tacos, what flavors do you, what do you get? I'm curious to know what stands out, what leaves, what doesn't, teach us.
Well, for me, I definitely get a little more of the bitterness as I'm tasting with the taco and the beer. So the bitterness of the beer, and then I felt like it brought the fish out a little bit more, at least for me and my palate. The other one, the beer was a little bit more overpowering, but this one, it complemented a little bit better. Maybe I had a little bit less in there than the other one, but yeah, definitely complemented it, brought the fish out more for me,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
Why? What'd you eat on this one, this pairing?
Super similar. Like, this one has a lot more bitterness, a lot more hop character. And I feel like that went really well with the fish, but like it still stood out with the fish there. And so like it was a nice bitterness that I think went well with the taco. I think it complemented the taco, whereas the other one was like, I feel like they kind of took away from each other a little bit. Not a lot. Like it would, I think the other one was still a good pairing, yeah, but this one is better.
I think experiencing it, that makes sense. A lot of sense.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to throw kind of a niche for you, or a curveball for you guys. At the very end of tasting the pairing, I get bubblegum characteristics coming out.
Really?
Yeah. So after I swallow, and my palate just all of a sudden bubblegum. And I like it because I'm a sucker for bubblegum. I don't quite know what that is yet. I'm going to do some research on that and get back to everyone on that one.
I mean, it sounds like it could be some sort of like Brett or something like that, or even like a farmhouse style
that, or just yeast. It's something? Just a, maybe it's the fish itself. I'm not sure. The yeast they use, I just looked it up.
I mean,
the
yeast they like
use, the malt they use, two row pale malts, Vienna malt, flake corn. The hops they use is Magnum Sterling, and the yeast they use is 3470 lager, which I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, I mean, just the lager yeast,
right?
Makes for a crisp beer,
and it's really, I think it's crisp. I think it's very well balanced, more well balanced than the fish.
There's almost kind of like a creaminess to the beer, which surprised me because it's super light and it's lager. But like, you know how like when you drink a cream ale, like there's kind of that creaminess? Mm-hmm. Or like a steam beer, I feel like can be kind of similar as well. This almost has like a little bit of like that similar creaminess. Like I wonder, because like that happens because of the temperature you ferment based on the yeast. So if you ferment like a lager at ale temperatures, then it's a cream ale, right? So I wonder if they like fermented a little bit higher, because it seems more smooth and a little more creamy than I expected from a lager. You know what I'm saying?
I get that. I like that. Yeah.
I thought it was. I think it's good though. I like it. It goes well with that bitterness, and so it's not aggressive in any way.
Going off that, why I want you to tell me, what is the most memorable Mexican style lager you've ever had?
Most memorable Mexican
style like what Holly just told. She told us a story about Oktoberfest. Yeah. Like that stuck out to her. Is there a Mexican style lager that you've had, or a beach experience that you've had, that you've had a Mexican beer even, and you're just like, that's why I love these beers? Because I know you're a fan of Modelo.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, like Mexican style lagers, like, I've had them on the beach, but I think that the more memorable experience to me with Mexican style lagers was like as a kid, like finger quotes, but like, when I first started drinking beer, the first beer I ever had was a Modelo, and I had it with my dad. And I thought it was super gross. I was like, how do people drink this shit? My dad like finished it because I didn't want to finish it. And like I ended up drinking like Jack Daniels or something instead, right? But like after that, like for some reason, it was like whenever I had beer after that, like my best friends at the time were Mexican, and it would always be Modelos. It was always Modelos that we were drinking. My dad always drinks Modelos. My friends always drank Modelos. So like I'd hang out with my friends. We'd like play dominoes and stuff with his uncle. And like it was Modelos with a lime, and drink with my dad, like sitting around the campfires, Modelos with a lime. So like my introduction into beer, like my first experiences with beer, where I started to learn to like beer, was all Modelos. And like Mexican lagers. So, you know, my dad would mix it up with like Corona or Pacifico or Estrella Jalisco. My friends always had, not always, but sometimes if they felt like being bougie, they'd get Estrella Jalisco instead of Modelo. They're like, we're getting good beer today. But yeah, it was always like those, just like Mexican lagers. Like that was what got me into beer initially, were Mexican lagers. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was never like Bud Light or like Coors or anything
like
that.
That's a cool story, because Holly had her, you know, Oktoberfest. That was what was memorable for her, and then you have what we're drinking today, and that's Mexican style lager. So that's kind of cool how that worked out. Holly, I was going to ask you a question. You are officially Mexican.
Officially,
you are a white girl, right? From the old Orem, Utah, but you are Mexican. You have a Hispanic last name. I'm just curious to know, what's it like to be Mexican?
Well, first of all, I feel like I'm an imposter because obviously I have no Mexican blood in me except for my last name. And ironically, I would, when we first got married, I would get mail from that was in Spanish because my last name was Mexican. And so now I'm like, I didn't really know what to do. Obviously, I don't speak a ton of Spanish. I do know a little bit.
Yeah.
More than the average white girl, but yeah, I'll have to live up to my Mexican last name.
Or your nickname, the jalapeno,
yes.
Right? There you go. So Wyatt, you are pouring us a beer from Strap Tank Brewery. Now, they just came out with a new beer. Super cool. It's called the Hot Rod. Head brewer, Derek Hart, it's a Mexican-style lager with hatch chilies. The cool thing about this one is I was there when he went to go to Harmon's during their roasted chili, their hatch chili season. So what he did is he went and got 40 pounds of roasted green hatch chilies from the Harmon's chili roast. And he, I believe, if I recall, he roasted them 30 minutes before he put them into, wow. Right. So he himself roasted them. He has a mixture of hot and medium hatch chilies. He threw them into this beer and basically what it is, it's going to have the chili aromatics with slight bite of heat going down, making this easy and a fantastic beer. It's going to be golden clear. The aroma you're going to get off the nose. I'm not going to tell you what you guys are going to smell. Wyatt, I know you've had this. You've served this one before. Holly, I'm not sure if you've had this one before. But Holly, go ahead and give this one a smell and tell me what you smell. Give me what you see, what aromas you're getting, and then go ahead and taste it for me.
So the smell, I smell kind of like a weedy straw, maybe. I mean, I guess I don't know how to put the words into it.
So you should be smelling the hatch chili right off the nose. Like that chili you should be smelling.
Yes, I do get a little hint of that.
Perfect. That was the goal of what Derek was going
yes.
for.
So this is funny. This one to me smells like cornbread, like sweet cornbread.
Okay, I can see that.
The last one. When you were like, smells like cornbread, I was like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't smell like cornbread at all. It's ridiculous.
Right.
This one, I'm like, that smells like cornbread with like maybe some honey on it or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like a lot of like sweetness. And I was like trying to figure out what that sweetness is. Like, fuck, it's cornbread.
I can see cornbread. I can
I didn't
see
want
spicy
to say cornbread.
Cornbread no, I can see it.
There's just a tiny little bit of chili in there. Like my uncle makes chili rellenos a lot. And so like his house just like always smells like chili rellenos. Like every time you walk in, it smells. And so it kind of like reminds me of like cornbread at my uncle's house. Like if I were to eat cornbread at his house, this is what it would. This is the smell.
Yeah, and tasting it, I do get a little hint of that chili that you're talking about, but it's not like overpowering.
There's a little bit, and that heat comes in towards the end. That's nice. There's not a lot of heat, just a hint. You like, you've almost got to look for it, but that's nice. Other than that, I think it's a great lager.
What I like about this one is that heat you're talking about, it's very subtle.
Yeah.
And it's not, because there's some chili beers out there, or jalapeno beers out there, that when you drink it, your nose starts running. Your mouth is watering.
Right.
Like and
that,
it is legit
that cider
hot.
We tried, right?
Yeah, one of the cider, but that cider was great. You know, don't get me wrong. But
so good.
I think there's one from, you mentioned the blueberry Hefeweizen, and there's one that they have, it's a chili cream ale, a jalapeno cream ale. Delicious beer, don't get me wrong. But the last time I had it, the batch of chilies, the jalapenos they used, so spicy that when I was drinking the beer, my nose was running. And to me, I love the heat. I love the flavor, but I just don't want that, if you will, experience of runny noses. I don't like that. So in this one, that the hatch chilies aren't that spicy. They're very mild. You know, they're not extremely, you know, heat out the ass. But this one's got that roast. When Derek went for the roasted tinge to this one, you get the roasted chili on that, and it brings out kind of a smokiness, if you will, and that smoky spice to it is so pleasant and so enjoyable that this one's a crushable. This one's a great summertime beer. I think it's a great introduction to fall beer, and I think he did a great job and a great take, because we already know he can make a good lager.
Yeah.
Strap Tank can make good lagers, but this is a different take on a traditional style beer, and the hatch chili he used specifically from Harmon's is great. And the fact that he's using local chilies and make his local beer is even cooler. I think craft should support craft. Yeah. I really like that. I
totally agree.
I think maybe from the roasting, that might be where some of the sweetness comes from. Because like when you roast a pepper, it brings forward a lot of the sugar. So like if you ever see like a roasted red pepper soup, I worked at this restaurant for a while and one of our regular soups was like this fire roasted red pepper. And people were always like, oh, fire roasted? Is it super spicy? I was like, first of all, it's red peppers. It's like you can't find like I feel like eating a red pepper is going to be sweeter than eating an apple. Yeah, no spiciness, yeah. Right? And then you fire roast it, and so it brings forward all those sweetness.
Right.
Like, it's not spicy at all. Like, it's almost too sweet.
But
like,
I wish it was spicy. And chilies have this stigma of being hot.
Yeah.
It's just heat, right?
Yeah.
And scary. Sometimes people are like, you know, heat, hey, I can't handle heat.
Bro, people in Utah are like, oh, no, no black pepper for me. I don't like spicy.
But if you think about it, Utah, it's all all chain restaurants. There's not really, because, you know, back in Texas, it's everything's heat, and everyone loves heat. If you go to Japan, heat, you know, India, heat. Everyone likes heat because they're used to it. They're brought up with heat. In Utah, you're not necessarily brought up on heat. The people who do enjoy heat, in my experience, this is from the Book of David, is people who have not lived here long or they have been raised on different styles of food, i.e. Indian food, curries of all kind. You know what I mean? And so if you can handle heat or put up with the runny nose after fact, you can appreciate the flavors that heat can bring forward, yeah. Which I think is undermined because here in Utah, heat's not bad. You just try it.
Just try it. Just
try it. What if your nose runs? Whoop-de-whoop-de-doo. Yeah. You'll get some flavors that you haven't heard about. Like that, burns, that cider like we had.
In your head, so.
That cider was stupid good.
That was really good.
But Holly, on this one, I'm curious to know, out of the three beers you tasted today, which one was your favorite and which one did you think was most interesting?
Well, my favorite's probably the Silver Reef. So that one's probably my favorite just because it's the easiest to drink, most crushable. Close second was the Hot Rod from Strap Tank because I really liked the pairing with the fish tacos because I felt like with the fish tacos, it brought a little more of that pepper taste out. And then it ended with kind of a sweet aftertaste from the tortillas that they had used. So
brings out the tortilla.
Yeah, cool. I really liked that. So that was probably the most interesting. The Fisher Brewing one, I mean, I enjoyed that one as well, but not as much as the other two.
I mean, fair enough, right?
Yeah.
I think what Strap Tank did with the Hot Rod, that's my favorite one because it is spicy. I just tried it with some of the hot sauce in the fish taco, and it brought out the pepper.
Super bomb, right?
And I really enjoyed it. My nose is running, yeah. Though, but I really enjoyed it.
The first pairing, like just the fish taco with the hot rod, I was like, nah, not good. Like, not good. Don't do it. But then, like, add a little bit of hot sauce, and I'm like, hell yeah.
And I feel like it brought out the smokiness and the heat of the chili that's in the beer.
Yeah, yeah, and it brought out the chili in the beer for sure.
The beer has like that corn sweetness to it,
mm-hmm.
Which kind of, it was well balanced in my mind.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, I'm going to have Holly.
I got to try it again, because when Holly mentioned the corn, like bringing out the taste of the tortilla, I didn't
so
even
she
think
was
about
right
that.
On that one. So Holly, I know you're not a huge fan of spicy food, but humor me and go ahead and have a bite of the hot sauce, the red hot sauce, the fish tacos, and then chase it down with the hot rod. Your nose will run, I'm guaranteeing it. But I want you to know the flavors, because right now I think this is the best pairing we've had today. I really like what it brought out. I can taste the corn better. I get a little bit of the bitterness in there. I think the hot rod really I think this is the best pairing. But that hot sauce that you got, Wyatt, is that was
the
well
done,
my friend.
The hot sauce is the key there. That was good.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, babe?
Yeah, definitely the hot sauce brought out even more of the pepper than when I had it without. But I could still taste like a little bit of the pepper before, but definitely a lot more. Still a little bit of the sweetness afterwards, but a little more of the spicy on the tongue.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Because you're not a huge fan of spices. Not that you hate them, but you're not a huge fan of them. What do you think about that?
I really liked it. I mean, the heat gives just a little bit of a different taste, but it's not like so hot that it leaves your mouth on fire.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, that's, I like that. It's not, you're sitting there go, oh, I need milk. I need to chase this down real quick, right? Holly, going forward from here on out, we hope you can come back on the show. What's something beer-wise that you would like Wyatt and I to help teach you? Like, what's something, as you being an avid listener, thank you for supporting us, by the way, and letting Wyatt borrow me for hours at a time and dedicating time to this podcast. I do appreciate that. What would you, being, you know, a fan, what would you like us to help expand your knowledge in craft beer?
That's a good question. I mean, I still feel like I'm so new to the craft beer scene. I know a lot more than a lot of other people, I think, but still there's always something to learn no matter what style of beer. I personally definitely like lagers a little bit more. Just like the lighter beers. So I would actually, because of I like to learn and experience new things, I would like to learn more about like the darker beers and kind of like how that tastes and maybe gain a more better love for those kind of beers.
So Wyatt, what we should do if you're down for the task is get some darker from Browns on. I think we should get some darker. Do kind of what we do with Bristol and try to get Holly to open a palate on darker beers.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's common. People like lighter beers are more comfortable with lagers, ales. Darker beers tend to have a roasty, chocolatey coffee, yeah, ruin your palate, if you will, which isn't true for all of them. But I think we can get you to open your mind and palate on that one. But I think Wyatt and I are down for that task. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love when people come into the bar and are like, whatever, lightest beer. And it's all like, not always, but oftentimes like big guys or people who like, I don't know, like seem like they view themselves as tougher, but they always drink like the lightest beer. I'm like, why do you drink the lightest beer? Do you like coffee? I'm like, of course I love coffee. I'm like, you put cream and sugar in there? No, I don't use any cream and sugar. And I'm like, okay, why the fuck are you drinking the like least flavorful beer? And so like, first thing I do is like, without saying a word, I'll pour like a bigger taster of the stout, the dry stout, and just put it in front of them. Like, you like coffee, drink this, don't bitch about it, or you can fucking leave. I don't care. And like, they first taste it and they're like, oh, this is gross. And then like, they'll get to the bottom of the taster and they almost always are like, yeah, I'll have this next. It's like, it's so good. Like, I know you like coffee. It's mm-hmm. just like dark chocolate, coffee, and just like a smooth creaminess. It's like nitro cold brew, just but beer. It's so good.
Yeah. And I think, I know for me, when I used to not even like beer in the first place, I know you say a lot on your podcast, David, when knowledge increases, behavior changes.
Yeah.
And so when my knowledge increased about beer and how it's made and the different flavors and what was in it, my behavior changed and I started to enjoy beer. And so if people want to open their palate and do that, they just need to take the time to, you know, learn more about it. And even like the darker style beers, I'm sure it's going to be different from the lagers, obviously, but it's still craft beer. It still has good qualities and good tastes and all of that.
Yeah. Right. Holly, you just hit on such a great point. Like,
that was awesome.
Like, I mean, to expound on what you said, like when knowledge increases, behavior changes, right? When people are drinking craft beer, like, you don't have to just open your palate. Before you can open your palate, first you have to free your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially here in Utah.
You got to be able to like, open it up to try new things, because like this happens with people as soon as they hit like, I don't know, 18 years old. You've had 18 years to establish what you like, because you were saying like people in Utah don't like spicy food or wherever. Like, if you aren't raised with spicy food, most people don't like spicy food.
It's unfamiliar.
But if you like branched out and actually tried it, and I mean like, you've got to fucking, you can't just give it the college try. You've got to try. Like, the college try is like, you know, I tried a bite of my friend's curry one time and it was too spicy. I don't like, order the curry and like, don't just be like, focus on the spice, like focus on what's going on. Like, you got to pay attention to what's going on inside.
Yeah,
there, the experience.
Absolutely.
You got to open your mind, free your mind, so that you can try new things. And like, you don't know, like, odds are your favorite thing in the entire world is something you've never even done, because you've never even thought to try it. And like, exactly. You're missing it because you haven't tried it. Like, fucking try it. Free your mind. Go do it.
Well, going off that way, I'm going to go off Wyatt now. And please. You, babe, is once you realize, and Holly and I had this conversation the other day, late teens, early 20s. Once I thought I was the bee's knees. I thought I knew everything. And I thought I was right on every single, I knew everything.
Oh, you were nifty.
Absolutely. If you, once you realize you don't know everything and you have the aha, like, oh my God, there's so much I don't know. I don't know everything.
Yeah.
It changes what you said, freeing your mind, and you, it almost, it's humbling.
Yeah.
And so, especially in this community where it's just, and I get where there's that negative connotation with alcohol. I mean, it can be abused just like anything else can be abused.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be abused. I am well against being alcohol abused. Like that's no, right?
That's terrible.
But there's one thing of drinking to get fucked up, and there's one thing to drink to enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here is we drink to enjoy and to promote those artists that are making the craft that's enjoyable. And that's what's great. And Holly, I'm grateful for you to be able to open your mind, free your mind, and be able to free your palate and going on this journey with both Wyatt and I. Thanks for coming on today. It's been beautiful. It's been a fun time. Thanks for the food, Wyatt. You make some damn good tacos. And then Holly, thanks for sharing this opportunity with us. Hopefully we can bring you on soon. Let's not wait almost a year to get you on here. Let's get you on here sooner. Anything else you got for us, Wyatt, on this one?
Just to say again, free your mind.
Yeah.
Free your mind.
There's so much to learn out there.
Try new things.
Yeah.
Get like the wisest people I've ever met. Like, literally like the wise, like people, like there aren't very many people who you meet and you're like, nah, that's a wise person. You, there's plenty of people I meet. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty smart. But there's not very many people who I meet. I'm like, they are wise.
Yeah.
Fucking wise. The wisest people have almost like to a man have said to me, I know nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like understanding that how much you don't know and like that you probably, compared to how much there is to know, like if how much there is to know is a circle, and let's say the circle is the size of like, I don't know, your average large pizza, you're like the amount of stuff that you know, like the smartest person is like a grain of sand in that, right? Like, yeah. there's so much to know that you don't even know what you don't know. Like, just fucking free your mind so you can learn some shit, get a little bit of wisdom, and try some new beers or whatever.
But going off of that, I want you to know, you know, when knowledge increases, behavior changes. That's what Wyatt and I really do try to push. And again, Holly, thanks for coming on. Wyatt, thanks for a great time today and having some beers with us. Until the next beverage, bros.
Until the next beverage.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at @Fuse_Audio.